That's right. So I'm jumping to us in our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 8th of February. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1238, Mongols of the Golden Horde under Batu Khan overran the Russian capital city of Vladimir before burning much of it to the ground. 32 limestone buildings were destroyed by fire on the first day alone, while the Grand Prince's family perished in a church where they sought refuge from the flames. The Grand Prince himself escaped, but was killed at the Battle of the Sit River the following month. Vladimir never fully recovered from the Mongol attack, resulting in the Russian capital being eventually moved to its home today, Moscow.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
As part of the Seventh Crusade, on today's date in 1250, Crusaders engaged Ayyubid forces in the Battle of Al-Mansura, resulting in a decisive Muslim victory, heavy, heavy losses on the Crusader side, and eventually the capture of King Louis IX of France. 1587, Mary Queen of Scots was executed on suspicion of having been involved in the Babington plot to murder her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I. And speaking of which, Robert Devereux, the second Earl of Essex, rebelled against Queen Elizabeth I on today's date in 1601, although his revolt was quickly crushed. 1807, Thomas Laycock, the first European to travel overland into the interior of Tasmania, discovered the Clyde River in what was then known as Van Diemen's Land. Las Heras crossed the Andes with an army to join San Martin and liberate Chile from Spain on today's date in 1817. 1879, a controversial umpiring decision at a New South Wales versus England cricket match resulted in the Sydney riot of 1879. Star Aussie batsman Billy Murdoch was called out by George Coulthard, a Victorian employed by the Englishman. The dismissal caused an uproar among spectators, many of whom surged onto the pitch and assaulted Coulthard and some of the English players. The Australian press and cricket officials condemned the riot, with the Sydney Morning Herald calling it a national humiliation that would remain a blot upon the colony for some years to come. 1904, the Battle of Port Arthur took place on February 8th with a surprise torpedo attack by the Japanese at Port Arthur in China, known today as Lushan Port, started the Russo-Japanese War. The first state execution by gas chamber in the United States took place in Nevada on today's date in 1924. 1942, President FDR was advised by Congress that Americans of Japanese descent should be locked up en masse so they wouldn't oppose the US war effort, advice that he did unfortunately follow through on. Travel, financial and commercial transactions by US citizens to Cuba were made illegal by JFK, by the JFK administration, on today's date in 1963. Same day, also 1963, the regime of the Prime Minister of Iraq, Brigadier General Abd al-Karim Qasim, was overthrown by the Ba'ath Party. The Orangeburg Massacre took place on February 8th in 1968. Black students from South Carolina State University were protesting racial segregation at the town's only bowling alley as part of the civil rights movement when they were attacked, leaving three of the protesters dead and 27 other protesters injured on today's date in Orangeburg, South Carolina. 1983, a huge dust storm originating in the Morley area of Victoria covered Melbourne, the result of the worst drought on record and a day of severe weather conditions. A 320-metre deep dust cloud enveloped the city, turning day into night. And finally, in 2010, a freak storm in the Hindu Kush Mountains of Afghanistan triggered at least 36 avalanches, burying over 2 miles of road, killing at least 172 people, and trapping over 2,000 travellers. some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Science fiction author Jules Verne, born today's date in 1828. Jack Lemmon, 1925. James Dean, 1931. Gary Coleman, what you talking about, Willis? Born today's date in 1968. Nick Nolte is 78 this morning. John Grisham is 64. And Seth Green is 45. Some famous musos for us as well this morning. Vince Neil of Motley Crue is 58. Guy Manuel de Homem-Christo, one half of Daft Punk, is 45. David Farrell of Linkin Park is 42. Jeremy Davis of Paramore is 34. And Anderson .Paak is 33. Some terrific artists this morning, but going out on this one today. Mostly just as an excuse to play this song, to be honest. This one going out to bassist Paul Barker of Ministry. Sometimes goes by the name of Hermes Pad. One of the pioneers of industrial metal in the late 1980s, Ministry's changed shape a lot of times since starting out in 1981, but still going strong with plans for a 15th studio album. Going out on Jesus Built My Hot Rod for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.
My car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.